With Pure Virtue's Hand by Aisha Tamur. With pure virtue's hand I guard the might of my hijab, and with faultless self-shielding among my peers I rise. With my thoughts taking fire and my gift for sharp critique, I have brought my poet's skills to new and perfect highs. I composed poetry expressing an assemblage before me, women sheltered, most noble, esteemed, wise. I uttered my verses just as light and playful speech, yet the eloquence of books and logic I much prize. Mahdi's daughter, Layla, these are my choice models, as with innate acuity my best thoughts I poetize. How superb these ladies are! A noble weave indeed in women and in maidens the men do recognize, given precious pearls of mind. A poet like Kansa wanders rocky paths and for a brother frantic cries. From the brow of my notebooks I fashioned my mirror, and of ink's jet-black traces I created my dyes. How often my fingertip adorns my paper's cheeks with script's downy touch, or in the skin of my youth's sighs. The candles of my intellect sent their brilliance far, as the scent of my words perfumed dear ones' garden skies. Women of great splendor, wrapped in shawls of logic fine, and their envy my presence or my absence defies. In sentiment's assembly my tresses I undid, those of goodly lineage their symbols will surmise. The arts of my eloquence my mind I protected, talisman dear, hijab's amulet danger denies. My literature and my learning did me no harm, save in making me the finest flower of minds wise. Solitary bower, scarf's knot are no affliction, nor my gowns cut, nor proud and strong guarded paradise. My bashfulness, no blockade to keep me from the heights, nor could the veils lowering o'er my ringlets disguise the wager's arena, though the horseman's ambitions from the hardships of the race suffered demise. No, my might is my repose. My knightly prowess lies in the beauty of my striving. Finest goals I prize, not to mention a secret whose essence is sheltered, though word spread far to strangers of its rarity and size. Like musk, it is sealed in the drawers of treasuries, but the fragrance of its sweetness spreads in saffron sighs. Or, like the seas as they embraced hidden gem-like pearls, when the hands of seekers touch, the touch will paralyze. Desiring to obtain and to have those lovely pearls, what troubling trials these divers brave, deeds that sense defies. World-renowned amber agreed to give pearls protection. Its nature is recited in every book one buys. So I touch my fire to the wick in the lamp of skills, granted me by holy God, gifts of the giver wise.